AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Chicago Bears traded quarterback Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 2025 sixth-round draft pick. The move is a strong signal. The Bears will draft a QB with the number one overall pick in the draft. Fields is set to compete with recently signed Super Bowl champion QB Russell Wilson for the starting job in Pittsburgh. College basketball, the number one team in the nation, suffered a big conference title game loss. Correspondent Greg Eklund reports in Kansas City.
After a loss to unranked Kansas State in the regular season finale, Iowa State rallied and blew out top-ranked Houston in the Big 12 tournament title game 69-41. Cyclone guard Keyshawn Gilbert sparked the conference run with a three-game performance that earned him Most Outstanding Player honors.
I say it started with the loss at K-State. That kind of put us in a mindset where, like, yeah, we can't be beat, and, you know, humbled us a little bit, so, you know, we went back to practice. Got to work, got back to what, you know, doing what we do every day. And, you know, it ended up paying off in the end.
Gilbert finished with 16 points in the title game. Houston lost its first game since February 3rd and only its fourth loss of the season.
Elsewhere, number 2 UConn surged past Marquette for its first Big East tournament championship since 2011. Correspondent Owen Russell in New York.
The top-seeded UConn Huskies win their eighth Big East tournament championship after besting 3-seed Marquette 73-57. After being held to just 26 points in the first half, the Huskies exploded for 47 in the second. Sophomore Donovan Klingon shouldered much of the load, scoring 22 while grabbing 16 rebounds.
You know, I saw how the game was going the first couple minutes and realized that, you know, I had to, you know, attack the glass and rebound the ball, you know, best I can and finish around the rim. You know, today I finally made my free throws.
The UConn Huskies and the Marquette Golden Eagles will wait to see where they play next as seeding is determined for the NCAA tournament.
NC State is going dancing after upsetting number 4 North Carolina 84-76. The Wolfpack outscored the Tar Heels 45-36 in the second half and were led by DJ Horn's 29 points.
Everybody was locked in, you know, on their P's and Q's and everything, and that's what you need if you're going to win championships like this. So I said it yesterday, you know, there's no better time to be playing your best basketball than March.
More on the latest in sports coming up next. Number 3 Purdue was upset by Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament semifinals. Here's correspondent Mike Reeves.
Wisconsin and Illinois advanced to the Big Ten Conference Tournament Championship game with semifinal wins on Saturday. Wisconsin upset top seed Purdue 76-75 in overtime. Max Klesmann hit the game winner in the paint with 5 seconds left in the extra session and was asked what has allowed the Badgers to get through rough stretches this season to be playing well now.
Our ability to learn from it, take the experience that we've had in the regular season and apply it during games.
Illinois overcame a 15-point second half deficit to defeat Nebraska 98-87, led by Terrence Shannon Jr.'s tournament record 40 points, Illini head coach Brad Underwood.
It's a lose and go home, and we can't have first halves like we had. Today was the second half was fun to watch this group play.
And correspondent Jeremy Gover was on the scene at the SEC tournament semifinals in Nashville.
It's official. Auburn and Florida will square off for the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament Championship. The first game of semifinal day featured multiple technical fouls, a stare down between teams that looked like they were about to break into West Side Story, and a player subbed out into the opposing team's bench area. AP number 12 Auburn eventually found its poise, beating Mississippi State 73-66. In the later tilt, Florida overcame an 18-point deficit early to outlast Texas A&M 95-90. Not only did the Gators have 5 guys in double digits, but all 5 hit at least 15 points. It's Florida's first finals appearance since they won the tournament championship back in 2014, and Auburn will be trying to win for the first time since 2019.
In the NBA, Stephen Curry's return sparked the Warriors past the Lakers. Correspondent Mark Myers reports in Los Angeles.
Curry scored 31 points in a 128-121 win over the Lakers. Curry had missed the previous 3 games with an ankle injury.
Body felt good, loosened up as we went, and it was nice to just get my reps back and feel the competition again.
Klay Thompson added 26 points. Draymond Green had 12 rebounds and 13 assists. The NBA's oldest player, LeBron James, shot 15 of 23 and finished with 40 points to top the Lakers. Anthony Davis got poked in the eye and did not play the final 3 quarters.
The Rockets stayed hot with a win over the Cavaliers. Correspondent Adam Spillane has more in Houston.
Jalen Green scored 26 points as the Rockets won their 5th straight game, beating the Cavs 117-103.
Green shot 9 of 20 from the field while adding 11 rebounds and 4 assists.
We started out pretty hot, and then, you know, they went zone. Once they went zone, we seen it as a confidence builder. It was just moving the ball. Everyone started hitting shots and, you know, did our thing.
Jabari Smith Jr. scored 20 points and 7 rebounds for the Rockets, while Fred VanVleet chipped in 13 points and 15 assists. Caris LeVert led the Cavs with 21 points off the bench. Donovan Mitchell scored 13 points.
Anthony Edwards had 31 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Timberwolves past the Jazz 119-100. The Knicks outlasted the Kings 98-91 behind Jalen Brunson's 42 points. The Pacers down the Nets 121-100. The 76ers were 109-98 winners over the Hornets. The Pelicans routed the Trail Blazers 126-107, and the Bulls blew out the Wizards 127-98. The Thunder edged the Grizzlies 118-112. In the NHL, two standout performances helped the Lightning handle the in-state rival Panthers. AP's Ben Thomas has a summary of the action.
Steven Stamkos scored 2 goals, while Andrei Vasilevsky stopped 47 shots as the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Florida Panthers 5-3. In a fiercely fought contest, Stamkos says they needed their goalie in top form.
Obviously, we took way too many penalties, so if there's anything to take away from that game is don't put yourself in a spot that we did for the majority of the night. It obviously puts a lot of stress on the penalty killers, Vassy. He was outstanding tonight, and it just ruins the flow of everything.
Vasilevsky had 16 saves in the second period when Tampa Bay was outshot 18-3. His counterpart, Sergei Bobrovsky, finished with 11 saves for the Panthers.
The Rangers beat up on the Penguins 7-4. Artemi Panarin had a 5-point night while goalie Jonathan Quick made 34 saves.
Whether we're on the road or we're at home, we know whoever plans is, fighting for a playoff spot or, you know, trying to stay in the playoff spot. So it's all the games are tough, especially this time of year, so we know we have to bring our best.
The Hurricanes survived against the Maple Leafs 5-4 in a shootout. Brady Tkachuk's overtime goal to complete his hat trick sent the Senators past the Islanders 4-3. The Avalanche beat the Oilers 3-2 in overtime. The Bruins used a 4-goal third period to down the Flyers 6-5. The Blues were 3-2 shootout winners against the Wild. The Stars were 4-1 winners over the Kings. The Predators beat the Kraken. The Red Wings toppled the Sabres, and the Coyotes stomped the Devils all by the same score. The Flames beat the Canadiens 5-2. The Capitals tipped the Canucks 2-1, and the Blue Jackets won 4-2 against the Sharks. I'm Gethin Kulba, AP Sports.